Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today what I want to talk about is what can you learn from a property tour? Navigating yourself around an area that you may have not known before with some experts guiding you along the way. But before I get into this, I just want to say about a general disclaimer that there's no guarantee that you'll achieve the same or similar results, and that any advice given today is not legal or financial advice, and it's important to get your own advice when looking at investments. So back into the topic, what can you learn from a property tour? What is the purpose of that, and is it important to go out with others that are experts? And there's a couple of key reasons why we're talking about this today. As I am from Sydney, I've come up to Brisbane, taking a client along with us to actually experience what it is like to go into these suburbs, into the houses, into these investment potential properties that we're looking at, so that we can get a really good idea about what we're exploring and get the confidence up of a client who doesn't really know too much about what is actually happening, and for them to see it firsthand. So it's really important if they can actually get a sense of what's happening if they haven't been up there before. Is it a necessity to actually go up before you actually invest in property in interstate areas? Well, I didn't when I first started investing, and the information that was given to me by experts, and all the actual data and the correspondence that I received was enough for me to convince me to buy in interstate areas that I was not too familiar with. But at some stage, it would be a really good idea for everyone to go up and have a look at the areas. Maybe not necessarily overly the houses, but look at the areas that they're buying in, the reasons why you're buying, to actually get a better idea of what you need to do next and how you can figure out your property portfolio and see it growing in future. So a couple of key points I'd like to make about this. Firstly, a property tour will give you a great feel and understanding of the areas and the people. So you want to look at the demographics of people that are in and around those suburbs. Are they low social economic areas? Are they in a market where it's got a cafe scene? You've got to look at all these perspectives and what you're looking at and the type of tenants that you're gonna get at these particular properties. So getting a feel about who is the people at the local shops, who is at the cafes, who are the cafes employing, and then what type of tenants are you seeing at some of these properties that you're inspecting as well, gives you a good indication. And maybe it gives you the sense that they're not the type of people that you want to put in those type of houses and or your own properties. And you've got to get the idea is about, okay, that they're in a situation that this is what they can afford, and if they could afford higher, they would go into areas that are closer to the city. But because of their affordability, maybe you're able to get higher rents and a sense of you get better cash flow on properties. The second point I'd like to make is about speaking with agents about the area and the prices. So it's important to have really strong communication with the agents. They're in the market each and every day. You really want to respect their ideas, their thoughts, and get a gauge of what one agent's saying compared to others. Ask them some similar questions around what is happening in the marketplace, what kind of prices, what's the vendor's expectation, the seller's expectations about selling that property, what's happening with tenants at the moment. All these questions will go a long way in you gaining an understanding better about what's happening in those local markets. The third point I'd like to make is in regards to the potential issues that could happen at a property. It might give you a sense when you're looking through the detailed information that we provide as a buyer's agent that what could potentially happen to some of these properties. So one that we experienced today is looking at various areas that could potentially come up with water leaks. So we often talk about and video underneath the kitchen sink and in the vanity of bathrooms, water issues that could happen in the ceiling of a room, and where it could be a roof leak, where a lot of costs go into repairs and maintenance of water issues. So definitely one to look out for. And obviously when you see some of these photos and videos, that you get a good sense after you've been to a property tour about what you could potentially expect and what potential repairs could actually happen as a result. And the fourth one is around the conversations that Mark, my business partner, has with agents and has with tenants. Getting a good sense about what to expect from a property, what kind of price that we want to look at and negotiate on that property. And if there's tenants there, you might have a word to them about what's actually happening at the property, and they might often be in a situation where they're telling you absolute truths about what's going on. And they tend not to hire two things, especially if you're on a good wavelength with them and you're actually respecting their space and you're quite nice and build a rapport in a short amount of time. So it's really important to get a sense of, us as buyer's agent, what do we do? How do we converse with other people? And how you can actually negotiate better on properties because of the respect, the rapport you're building with not only the agents, but with the tenants, or get a sense of actually what properties to avoid because you're hearing about all these issues with maybe problem neighbors or with water penetration leaking through a house or a unit. So having those good conversations and actually meeting up with people can provide you dividends on whether you buy that property or not buy that property and how much you're going to negotiate that property on as well. So hopefully that's helped you today in regards to thinking about property investing and property tours and the benefits that they can gain for you in the marketplace. If you do want to call and discuss any of these topics, please, my number is 0400 332 377. Look forward to talking to you all. Bye bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.